Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
KC Masterpiece, right here on 105.3 The Fan. You keep Frank Thomas away from your wife.
That's true.
Doug Flutie's fine. He's there to sell the product.
I'll tell you this.
Frank Thomas is banging your
thanks
wife.
Thanks, Tim. Men's tea.
That's right.
I'm good.
See?
I'm good.
You just have to deal with a doctor who doesn't see your wife.
Uh-huh.
Frank Thomas is going from gym to gym across America.
Seeking them
scouting
out.
Scouting them out. And he's like, she'll like it too, because I'm the big hurt.
He's just hanging out on elliptical machines.
Think I might do the stupid C block already. All you right. Guys keep marking everything I say.
You've said a lot of things. And here's the great thing about the Kevin, all right? Is that not all the words that he said are going to end up on Masterpiece of the Week. Some of them are just going to be popped up out of nowhere in the middle of a segment because he admitted to being a huge Chiefs fan.
And then,
yeah, and stuff like that. You've done some great work today, buddy, and I'm proud of you. But right now, it's time for the level of concern.
Oh, man!
Get it together, Dickies.
Kevin, we will start with Jerry Jones this morning. Obviously not.
Level of concern's high.
Obviously not infuriating a lot of people by speaking. Okay, think about that for a second. How many times have we started the interview with Jerry Jones and looked at the fan text?
Yeah.
And he hasn't even said anything yet.
I don't know why you have this lying huckster on. And I was like, he says true things.
There
sometimes.
Are some things he says that are true.
Other times they're not.
He said yesterday he already made a trade.
That was true.
Guess what?
He did.
Whether you like it or not.
We did it. And we're going to trade for Quinnen Williams.
Oh no. There is more on the way. We'll find out what those are.
What? Are you not going to tell us what you're knowing?
I'm trying to understand Jadeveon Clowney. It's not my job to figure it out. It's my job to play D-line and D-N and try to do my job.
Facts.
It's not my job to put my finger on the inconsistency. I go in there, I get my game plan, figure out what I need to do and try to execute during the game. I don't know what's going on in the back end. I don't know what's going on the other side from me. I just try to do what I can to help the team. Maybe knowing what the other guys are doing, too, could help the team. It doesn't get any easier in this league. It gets harder. Every game's important. We just got to come back, regroup, try to win the rest of them.
Hold on, Corey Majors.
What is your level of concern for the job that Jadeveon Clowney thinks he is supposed to do?
Are you insinuating that somebody who's on their sixth team in the last 7 years might not be the world's greatest team player
or leader?
Because I think that's probably right.
So let's go to that then. That's the real, what is your level of concern about the leadership on that side of the ball?
As high as it could possibly be. Like you knew it was problematic a month or so ago when we asked who the leader was on the defense. And I was like, well, you know, Dak's there. And you're like, right. But what about for the defense? Mm-hmm. And I don't,
threw out Kenny Clark.
Yeah.
Like he was like the guy that we
here
just
for 5
traded
seconds.
For.
Yeah.
When it comes to building culture, that's what Shoddy wants, right?
Yeah.
That's what he talked about, building culture and becoming physical. And the culture that you don't have leadership other than Dak.
Yeah.
Maybe CD. It seems like CD has the ears of some of the teammates.
You know
it
what?
It seems like Tyler Smith has the ears of his offensive linemen.
I'm glad that you said that. I forgot to bring this up earlier, and I don't know which player it was. Y'all can probably help me out with this. There is, I don't know, 10 minutes left in the game, give or take, and the Cowboys forced a punt. And there's a couple of Cowboys defensive players yucking it up and having a party on the sideline because they forced a punt. You're losing 27-10. force the punt, get off the field, and watch intently for the offense.
Yeah, the rest of the sideline, Kevin, just looked like it was asleep.
Yeah.
Like late in that game, it just was like they, every single one of them looked like they were just deflated beyond belief.
And that's why my answer is my level of concern is as high as it could be.
Let's go to cut number two. They asked Jerry Jones this morning on Sean and RJ, Bobby and Peyton, and sometimes Aiden and one time Carter show. That name is getting long. Alec, did you ever work on that show?
Yeah, I did.
We got to include that now. I don't even know how we're going to be able to do that. Today it was Jacob, so I don't even know what to do there.
Oh.
They said, are you angry about the loss? Jerry's answer.
No.
All right, go ahead and stop that right now, Alec.
You know what would have been a better answer?
Kevin?
Yes.
Blockbuster trade for the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, Quinnen?
The Jets are trading three-time Pro Bowler Quinnen Williams to the Cowboys, according to Tom Pelissero. New York gets a 26 first-round pick and more for Williams, who gets a fresh start at age 27. So, next year's first-round pick.
Ours?
Yes.
Or the Packers?
It does not say.
Okay.
This is Tom Pelissero, by the way. I'm not Tom Pelissero. Yeah. This is him on Twitter. As we said, but wait, there's more. But yes.
I told you 5 minutes ago that was going to happen. Boom.
We
Nick
told
Harris
you.
Nick Harris is partying.
Yes, he is. I'm a big fan of Quinnen Williams. He did eat Oreos before he ran his 40, and he said that's what gave him a better 40 time. I don't know if y'all remember that story or not, but it was brilliant. They said, what did you have to eat? And he was like, Oreos. Cowboys loading up on the defensive side of the ball because they don't have the talent on that side of the ball. All right. Level of concern has changed, obviously, because now this discussion is significant. Cowboys have now added two defensive players in trades. Jerry Jones said he was working on trades because they know they didn't do the job in the offseason to give this team the best. Now, Kevin, also, I don't know that they knew they were trading Micah until very late in the game. And so I think that they were like, they didn't make moves on the defense because they thought they were going to have Micah. And now they see what this team looks like without a significant star defensive player. And they're like, this is miserable. And so they're saying, we got to make up for it because we screwed up.
Rappaport is saying, expect it to be the Cowboys first rather than the Packers.
Which would put that at 14. But still get the Cowboys a first round pick in the draft if they choose to use to keep it. They could make one more trade. And move that one also. But Jerry did say also when they traded Micah that these picks allow them to add up to five players. And he has now, I know the Logan Wilson addition is not one of those picks, but he said he was going to use the picks somehow. And this is one of the ways. Quinnen Williams is a very good player at 27 years old.
Yeah, this is...
And I think you said the contract only has about $15 million left
in
debt money.
And I'm working on that, but I think he's under contract for two more years, but it's the guaranteed money that you need to worry about. It's the guaranteed money because that's what you're going to be stuck with because people talk about, Logan or going back to Kenny Clark. Well, there's no guaranteed money after this. So you can rework that contract however you see fit. And this would potentially give you the opportunity to rework the Quinnen deal if you want. All right, let me ask you this then. We're taking a look back at it. And I realize it's not exactly how it's working. But if I told you that the Cowboys traded Micah Parsons for a first-round pick in 2027, Kenny Clark and Quinnen Williams, does that feel any better? And I realize we don't know all the details for that just yet because it looks like there's going to be more added to it.
And you still have money. You still have some money.
Yes.
Like Michael was $47 million?
Yes, you do. Correct.
How much money do you have left over?
I mean, you're going to save $47 right there. And even the worst-case scenario for a cap hit on Quinnen Williams in the next 2 years is a total of $57 million.
Okay.
And like I said, you can get out of that second cap.
And as
hit.
You said, they're not done giving away picks, but also they're not done. I don't think they're done adding. I think there's room for one more potential trade to be done. Now, Jerry this morning was very adamant that he didn't want to talk too much about it because I feel like he's felt like he's gotten screwed over a couple times, leaking some stuff, getting leaked out there. But he was like, I don't want anybody to know because I don't want, that price tag to go up for us. and B, somebody to steal it out from under us.
Yeah, I want to see what the more is. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like,
if it's like a, if it's a seventh,
yeah,
you're good. If it's a third, you're like, hold on.
Yeah.
But I mean, relatively cheap price tag at the moment.
Yeah. And so, man, the Jets have just taken over this entire day. But if you missed it, it looks like the Cowboys' first round pick in 2026. So you'll retain the Packers' 2026 first round pick for Quinnen Williams, and we'll see what else is included in that deal. And like I said, I'm looking at it, and it does not look like you're going to inherit a huge amount of money on that deal.
From the 214, my favorite is when Quinnen Williams sneezed and then said, bless you and thank you.
That is delightful. Bless you.
Now, so Kenny Clark, most likely, I would presume, gone after this season based on the numbers you just threw out there.
For the record, you can do that with no hit whatsoever.
Yeah.
Or, dare I say, you start building up some crazy depth on the defensive line? Oh, what a wild thought.
That is a fantastic thought. And I'm just kind of curious now, and obviously we got Broadus coming up here and Zach Wolchuk coming up here at 140. We'll have them for crosstalk, but I'm kind of curious now how that rotation on the defensive line looks. With Osa and him and Solomon Thomas. And I'm just kind of curious about that rotation. It looks deep and strong there.
Yeah.
But, I mean, this is a signal on Mozzie for sure. I know the line of they're open for trade.
Okay.
Like, okay.
If that's the more, then I'm in. if it's a first-round pick and Mozzie.
Like I feel like this would be the end of the line for Mozzie, though. Jerry said this morning with Sean and RJ and Bobby, that long show, he said this morning, that hey, I'm gonna recall the great Tom Landry and don't wait and don't give up on him in 3 years.
I think that they
are more than willing to, though.
And just 6 days ago, you know, supposedly Quinnen Williams trade calls not being taken, and so that has actually proven to be inaccurate. So man, that is a giant enormous move.
I wonder how much the Jets, like, looking at their team. I mean, they just made the move for Sauce. Now they're making a move here. I wonder how much of that had an impact on this.
Yeah, no, look, and I'm still kind of processing it, because I'm still trying to break down the cap implications of how much money the Jets are trying to eat.
I just think on the field, you're strong.
No, you're right. So here's my disconnect with that, and I hope this makes sense.
It doesn't.
Quinnen Williams is a really good player who instantly becomes your best defensive player, right?
Yep.
Okay. So you made a trade for a player who instantly becomes your best defensive player on one of the worst defenses in the NFL, and you weren't going anywhere defensively with Micah. So how much is this really going to change in terms of moving you up in the defensive rankings? And that's where I struggle, especially since your offense struggled the last two games. Then how good is this team to give up a huge piece going forward? But on the flip side, if the Jets ate some of that money and you gave up a first rounder and you can keep him here for the next 2 years at a reasonable price, then let's go.
Kevin, Jay Glazer has a different tweet out right now. He said teams are still finalizing compensation, but as of now, Cowboys are trading a second round pick this year and a first next year for Quinnen Williams. That's what Jay Glazer is reporting. So I don't know how that stands, but we know he's pretty connected. So we'll see where that goes.
All right. So a second round this year and then a first in 2027. All right. So let's go off the same logic. Then you'll still have a first round pick in 2027, but you won't have a second this year or a third, I believe, but you do have two firsts, because didn't they give up the third upcoming for George Pickens?
Yep.
So you will still, you,
which is crazy, because you think about the Eagles. I was looking this morning, the Eagles make a trade, right?
Yeah.
They trade a third for Jalen Phillips, but they still have thirds.
Yeah.
Like that's what Howie Roseman does very well, is he makes sure that they still always have a slew of picks in the fold.
I mean, look, if you tell me, I know I keep doing you tell me. If you tell me you're going to use the cap savings on moving off from Micah to fund part of the Quinnen Williams deal and bring back George Pickens, and you still have two first round picks next year, then maybe I can figure that out.
Mm-hmm.
But it sounds like not a first and second this year, a second this year, and potentially a first in 2027.
And that's what Schultz is now reporting as well. It's a future first rounder for the Jets and a 2026 second.
And I still wonder if they're looking to I don't think this means the end of Kenny Clark.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I really don't. And so now you're kind of building up some depth there in the interior of the defensive line as well. Man, there are a lot of interesting things, but there you go. That is a big-ass freaking move right there.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
From the 817, the most shocking part of this segment is learning that Corey is not actually Tom Pelissero.
What?
I was shocked too, quite honestly. So, listen, man, it's an exciting time, if nothing else, right now.
Very much so.
The Cowboys, and I know Broadus came in here a couple weeks ago and was like, look, sounds like Jerry needs to make some action happen because this isn't good. Like, this isn't a good team right now, and he needs to. Jerry loves the attention. This trade deadline is a great opportunity after a bad loss on Monday Night Football last night. A, making the move because what happened last night is unacceptable yet again.
Yeah.
And so he said, we're making moves right now to make this team better. They're going to have an entire bye week heading into a Monday night game against the Raiders. And we got 2 weeks now before the Cowboys step foot on the field and get after it. And so we will, they'll have this opportunity to put this team together. We have familiarity with the defensive line coach for the Cowboys with Quinnen Williams. Now we see what we know about most of these defensive players. Logan Wilson coming in here will probably compete not only for Kenneth Murray's job, but probably take it over.
Yeah.
Overshown coming back at some point. And then whatever else they might be able to add before the next hour and a half happens. So, like, this is one of those things where the Cowboys have said they want to get better. They're trying to, at least.
So, from the 737, so we lost a top 10 pick for him. It doesn't seem that way. It's seeming like, because, you know, everyone's got to be first. It's seeming like I've seen more people pick up on what Glazer said mm-hmm. of a second round pick this year and then your first in 2027. And I still don't know. I would assume then that would be the Cowboys in 2027, or maybe they'll just hold the right to take whichever one is the better pick. So not necessarily a top 10 pick in the draft coming up yet. And I just saw somebody, sorry, we're getting a lot of texts that say this is so, so bad. I don't know that's the case until you see all of the information. It is true. I wanted the Cowboys to load up on their draft prospects and send people out instead. But with both of the moves you've made today, you have picked up players that would be here for multiple years, or you have the potential to decide if they'll be here for multiple years. So Quinnen Williams is a player it seems like they've coveted for some time.
And Jordan Schultz, who tweeted right before our last break, wait, there's more, has now tweeted out a Seinfeld gif, it's not over.
Okay.
So, guys, I say hold on to your seats.
Okay. All right.
Quinnen Williams is one of the best defensive tackles in the league. Cowboys have him for, what, virtually a probably maybe top 10 pick next year. I don't know exactly where that pick's going to land.
Not next year, though. It's not their first next year.
Yeah, so it's like this could be a very good trade.
Yeah, I'm seeing
it's going to be a very
good trade. More and more. Second round pick next year, first round pick in 2027. You got more?
The Jets are also acquiring Mozzie Smith in the trade, per Rappaport.
All right. If that's the other.
Did you see Kevin Dawson?
Yeah. If that's the other, then, you know, I can deal with that. Okay. So what it may end up being then, the Cowboys acquire Quinnen Williams, who is under contract through 2027. I'm working on the specifics of how much of that money you're inheriting. And then the trade would be Cowboys send a second-round pick in 2026, a first-round pick in 2027, and Mozzie Smith, which, look, I think we're all on the same page. Who cares about Mozzie? So a second-round pick and a first-round pick is what you're giving up. Second round this upcoming year, first-round pick in 2027 for Quinnen Williams, who will be under contract through 2027. All right, well, guess what the hell you think we're going to talk about next. Let's talk more about the Quinnen Williams deal, the implications, both salary cap, draft asset, and on the field-wise going forward. We will do that, by goodness, next on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, where the Cowboys make a big-time trade. They trade for Quinnen Williams from the New York Jets. In exchange for the defensive tackle, they are sending the Jets their 2026. That's the next one. Second round pick, a 2027 first round pick, and Mozzie Smith.
Let's just real quick. I know the Jets are kind of a garbage fire, dumpster fire a lot of times anyway.
Right.
But let's go ahead and acknowledge this for a second. First round pick in 26. First round pick in 26. It's 2 second round picks in 26.
First, this is for the Jets?
Yeah, they have 2 first round picks and 2 second round picks in 26. 3 first round picks in 27.
Wow.
Like that's pretty impressive. Wow. on their part right now. So now for them, obviously the hope is they can actually do something.
Yeah,
with all those picks to make it work for them and then have the right foundation built.
And somebody just asked, could you have done this deal if you would have kept Micah? Yes, but I don't see any way the Cowboys would have done that deal. That is not their MO. And as it stands, just take a look at this. I know they still have 2 first-round picks in the upcoming draft. They don't pick again until the fourth. So remember, because you remember you gave off your 3rd-round pick for Pickens, and now the 2nd is part of Quinnen Williams. But on the flip side, if I told you, Corey, both Quinnen Williams and George Pickens will be here next year, then I think you'd probably be like, that's fine.
Yeah.
I don't need a 2nd and 3rd round pick. Quinnen Williams is under contract for 2 more years. You have work to do with George Pickens, but you have the money under your cap to make it happen if you want.
Yep, and this does go along with the line that Jerry used this morning is, you know, he said I don't have a lot of time to have a bad time.
Yes, and he specifically said his age.
Yeah, and he said this morning that his age is a reason that he's going forward this way in the manner that they're going. And Choppy asked the follow-up this morning, which was, do you think that's what's best for the organization? And Jerry said yes. And Kevin, you liked that question as a follow-up.
I thought it was a great question.
But the reality is, and I laid it all out this about an hour ago, inside the walls of the Star, Jerry Jones is saying, I want to go this direction. And everybody there is saying, here's what we can do in order to help you attain that.
Yeah.
And so that is the reality of what's happening is they are trying to help him pull off trades that will help them maybe win now, potentially, in this season, still be competitive.
So what do you think about the defensive line of Quinnen Williams, Kenny Clark, and Osa with Ezeraku and Clowney on the edges? I realize rotations.
Yeah, I mean, don't forget Solomon Thomas in that rotation as well. It's good. I mean, you still aren't good at covering right now, but like you should be better at getting pressure for sure. Which should help you cover better.
Yeah.
Now, can the Cowboys make one more addition in the safety room that'll help them out there? Because your hope is that Trayvon Diggs can come back. That's a hope, that he can come back and be a serviceable cornerback for you. The other other half of the world, I think, is hoping that Trayvon Diggs gets traded during all of this. But the hope is he can come in, be serviceable at cornerback across from Bland. Siobhan Revell comes back and is pretty good for you. And then now this defensive front is able to get more pressure, and you have a linebacker that can help leadership-wise and help you in the tackling world, filling gaps in that area.
Okay.
That's their hope at the moment.
Do you want them to just, because I know you were just talking about if you're adding somebody on to the backside of your defense, is now that they've made this move, and it's a big move, do you want them to just say, screw it, let's go do the next one?
Sure, yes. Now, I really would have liked it more had they won last night.
Okay.
Like, because then, okay. Kevin, your number is 6-2. You
agreed.
Would probably say, okay, you can go 5-3.
Yeah.
But I really would have liked them to have won last night. I would feel a lot more comfortable about it. But the fact that they were so bad last night identifies the reality that they needed to make some changes anyway, which we've been talking about all along. So
okay, I'm figuring this out as we go along. I have info for you monetarily for Quinn and Williams if you want it.
Okay.
All right. So you owe no guaranteed money after the 2026 season.
Mm-hmm.
If you're worried about the cap, because I know people all the time are like, oh, who cares? It's not my money. Well, you care because of the cap. All right. So his cap hit the next 2 years total, not counting the rest of this season, is $47 million.
Okay.
So essentially 2 years of Quinn and Williams for the cost of 1 year of Micah Parsons, although I know it's more complicated than that. But after 2026, you're not on the hook for any more dead money. So if like the deal didn't work out exactly how you'd hoped or whatever, you could get out of it after 2026 and not have to take a hit. And that's the same thing that we talked about with the deal they made this morning, is he has no...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Dead cap after 2025. Now you have no dead cap for Quinn and Williams after 2026, and his cap hit in 26 and 27 total is $47 million. It's $21.75 million next year.
Okay.
And so do you think that that's worth it relative to what you were going to have to pay Micah? Obviously, kind of different position.
I do. I like it.
Okay.
Micah's money, like, I understand you could have made it happen. I'm not sure you can make all of these moves happen if you had Micah.
You would have had to really burn your cap in future years. And if you heard Jerry again this morning with Sean and RJ, that is not something they're inclined to do.
Okay. Kevin, I'm looking right now. I just wanted to look because somebody said he's not worth a first round pick, let alone a second as well. Here are the top five defensive tackles in the NFL, according to ESPN, before this season. Dexter Lawrence.
Sure.
Chris Jones.
Okay.
Jalen Carter. Jeffrey Simmons, who we were hearing that they were interested in. And then Quinn and Williams. And then his brother, Leonard.
I don't. So he's fifth?
That's his brother, yeah. He was fifth.
Okay.
Like, this is... this isn't me just going, oh my gosh, look at this. His highest ranking was third and his lowest ranking was eighth.
And
he was ranked second the year before, so he did drop three spots. But this is a very talented player.
I know that people either swear by Pro Football Focus, hate it, and everywhere in between.
Mm-hmm.
Quinn and Williams is one of just two interior defensive players with an 85 plus pass rush and run defense grade since 2022. So Pro Football Focus thinks he's one of the two best.
Okay.
But like you just said, worst case scenario, he's eighth.
Yeah.
in some people's world. League. Some and people think he's as high as third.
You were miserable in certain areas. Like, you really were miserable. You're miserable in a lot of areas still. Cowboys still have work to do. I'm not, this is not a mission accomplished banner by any means. This is definitely part of it. I did see David Hellman when he was like, hey, listen, you'd probably rather have an all pro than hoping the draft gods fall in your favor.
Right.
This is like, this is a sure thing ish. About as sure of a thing as you can get. I'm hoping that he can walk in, Logan Wilson can walk in and help this team immediately. That's what Jerry Jones said that their goal was, to help this team immediately, hit the ground running, not give guys time to because you can't, they don't have time for that right now.
This is so fascinating for so many different reasons. From the 682, is Kenny Clark going to give up number 95? Huh. From the 214, love getting Williams. That's just effing awesome. And then I've heard some people have discussed the mentality of Micah versus Quinnen Williams, and whether or not you think like he's like, some people have described Quinnen Williams as a dog, like in the best possible way of like, God, I want to beat the person in front of me. I want to win, everything like that, as opposed to, I would love to compile my stats. Which sometimes was an accusation that was thrown at Micah Parsons.
Yeah, and there are plenty of times. I think that they just looked at it. There's a lot of things, Kevin. Very much like the Luka trade. There's a lot more than what was said.
Yeah, for sure.
A lot more than what was said. But they justified it by saying that there were things Micah was missing, and then the trade for him would give them opportunities to help fix those things that they couldn't fix if they still signed him.
Yeah.
That's what they told us. Well, they have followed up. I know they didn't follow up on All In a couple years ago, but they have followed up at least on making moves to say, hey, we're going to use these in some way to help this team, and it looks like they have.
And somebody said, I'd much rather have Quinnen Williams and Kenny Clark over Micah. If that is your opinion, keep in mind then also what you're getting is, you traded Micah Parsons in a second for Quinnen Williams, Kenny Clark in a first.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, Jordan Schultz is saying that the Jets are still looking to make moves, which, why the hell not?
Kevin,
if you've already made those trades.
Breece Hall has tweeted the sad face emoji.
Yeah.
He is not expected to be traded.
Hold on. That is what you're okay. That's just rude.
He's like, and dang, man.
That's fair. That is rude and fair. I thought you were going to say he was going to post the Will Smith empty living room and stuff like that.
He's just sad that he's not being traded, I think.
And somebody asked about the cap, the way the cap fits for all of this. All right. So the OSA deal been done for a good little bit, but Quinnen Williams next year, his cap hit is scheduled to be $21.75 million. And then you have no more guaranteed money on the line. Remember, after this year, Kenny Clark has no guaranteed money left.
Right. So you have a lot of options.
Sure.
There.
Sure. Whether you want to do an extension with him that kicks in guaranteed money and he lowers those numbers, fine. Maybe you wait till the end of the year and they're like, hey, you're going to lower your number to be here. We can make it all guaranteed or whatever. They're still okay cap wise, and that is one of the great things about having a lot of cap space, is you're actually doing something with it. What's been the thing I lament all of the time? What are you going to do with it? Well, they did something.
I'm sorry if you said this already, but the Jets are getting the higher of the two first
that
round
makes sense.
Picks.
That
either Dallas that or Green Bay's, that'll be whichever one's higher. That's what the Jets will get. I'm actually kind of fascinated they make that deal. Like that's part of the conversation, but that's how that works.
Yeah, so not two first-round picks if you're worried about that's what's happening.
They're like, I don't know, you decide. Do you want ours or Green Bay's?
See,
you make the decision 2 years from now, right now.
I mean, don't you think they would be like, we'll take yours? Like, there's a reason you're trading with us.
Dang.
It's because you think that you're in trouble. But yeah, so the trade boils down like this. You get Quinnen Williams, and you do get some money off of his deal because the Jets are having to eat some of that money. And then for it, you trade away your second round pick this year, in 2026, first round pick in 2027, and Mozzie Smith.
And so now you don't have to worry about Mozzie Smith storylines anymore. Jerry never has to answer a Mozzie Smith's question.
Oh, except for on Friday.
You're going to ask him about Mozzie?
That's going to be my first
question. Why did you give up on Mozzie?
You even said on Tuesday, Tom Landry, the great Tom Landry, says you need to wait until those first three complete seasons to make a determination on a defensive tackle. Why did we abandon
from Mozzie? The 901, great, you have Williams. Your corners and safeties still can't cover. I already said that. Thank you for being part of the show, though.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, whoo! Let's chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation right here on 105.3 The Fan. KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan, where we have been covering the breaking news of the Dallas Cowboys acquiring Quinn and Williams, and in return, sending a second-round pick in the 2026 draft, a first in the 2027, and Mozzie Smith. Right now, courtesy of D&M Leasing, let's chop it up with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is you today?
Terrific, Hagee. How are you?
I'm doing great. It has been a wild final hour to the show. What are y'all's, I guess, initial thoughts, impressions, etc. about this trade?
Well, this is awesome. You know, I think the Cowboys have a lot of work to do on defense, and you know, certainly you could do it all in one off season with free agency, right, and a draft. But I just looked at this as a team building window. You need about six, maybe seven new good defensive players on defense, and you definitely got one of them today, maybe two.
And you got players with multiple years of control, and I think that was the key. If you're going to make moves, to me, it's like, and it's after last night, you know, I think your playoff hopes are they're done, and you're not making the playoffs. But this is more about, hey, how can I try and fill holes? And Quinnen Williams is obviously a player they coveted. I mean, they were trying to get him for Micah in that deal.
Yeah.
And at the time, the Jets didn't have the cap space to be able to make that happen, since they had just paid Sauce and Garrett Wilson. Well, today they moved Sauce. But Quinnen Williams, I mean, this is the guy. He's a defensive tackle in his prime, elite player, can stop the run, can also get after the passer. He's going to make the rest of the defensive line better. I mean, he is kind of what the selling was of Kenny Clark, but Kenny Clark is nowhere near as good as what Quinnen Williams is. So to me, I love it. I love the fact that they right now keep the two firsts for this upcoming draft, and it's the 2027 first round pick. So it's a lot of money at defensive tackle, but Kenny Clark's a guy that if they want to move on from, they can.
Exactly. And that, I think that's a big point in all of this. Kenny Clark's salary, or his guaranteed money after this year, is nothing. Quinnen Williams after this year, $21.75 million. So you are not, I realize people might look at Kenny Clark next year and it's like, I don't know, 23 or whatever. That's not what the number is going to be. So that gives you some flexibility to decide whether Clark stays, whether you renegotiate any and all of that. Broadus, Chiafalo, how we feeling?
Man, I'm fired up. I mean, I think the Quinnen Williams move is a no-brainer. We've seen how this team has struggled to actually draft really awesome defensive players, especially at that position. So you get a surefire guy. Yes. As Wolchuk mentioned, you have you still have the two first-round picks for this year, so you can move around, do whatever maneuvering you want to do. But
any concern about then nothing till the fourth, or you'll deal with that later?
Well, I think that's what you're talking about, moving around. That second first,
you think?
I think absolutely. You can end up moving back.
I got you.
Yeah. So, and then the Kenny Clark thing, I think, is a no-brainer. You probably end up moving on from him. Logan Wilson, if they decide to move on from him at the end of the year, you give up a seventh-round pick. Who really cares?
And no dead money on him either.
Yeah, absolutely. After this year. Yeah. So, I think you're... The only bummer is just that you've dropped games that you should have won, and this could be more exciting for the immediate. But big picture, I think this is a no-brainer move, because you're trying to capitalize on a window right now with Dak.
How different do you think your vibe would be, or everybody's vibe would be, if they would have like just throttled Arizona like they had been for teams at home?
Yeah, it would be totally different right now.
Oh, totally different. We'd be thinking that, yes. I mean, that loss really, I mean, I think you've got to go, they got 8 games left? I think you got to be at least 6-2 to
Correct.
Even have a fighting chance.
That's what I think.
And the likelihood of that is not, I don't think it's realistic. I mean, things, as Jerry said today, that is why we love sports. It's the story. It'd be awesome if they could do it, but let's be real. We've watched this team play. The likelihood that happens is not high. But I do think they've put themselves in a much better position to build this thing moving forward.
I think they could go 6-2 if they trade for Minka Fitzpatrick in the next 70 minutes and sign Asante Samuel Jr., but
he's cleared for football.
He is.
These guys are so freaking open.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Wow. It's hard to believe that there's actual NFL players back there. They seem like they must be dudes that came from the CFL or something and are getting a unique job opportunity to all go out there on national TV and give up touchdowns. It's just wild how bad they are. So, you know, I'm willing to say, hey, man, you're more aggressive than I've ever seen the Cowboys. This is exciting. I like what you're doing, but you haven't done anything to save this year yet.
Yeah.
No, and all the while, your offense is now struggling.
Yes.
Right? So we can't lose sight of that.
Yeah, your offensive line really had some problems yesterday against a team that really doesn't rush the passer all that well. All three of your offensive tackles were poor in that game yesterday.
How do you think BB did?
BB was just, to me, there was a couple of times the sack that they had inside. There was this group, when they're bad inside, it's when they have movement problems. And the movement of the, say they get a twist front or a linebacker run through, and they're, Williams is worth his weight in gold as a blitz pickup guy because he cleans up a lot of their mess. But I felt like that there was a time when BB gets in trouble, and it happened to him a couple of different times, is that he gets too locked into something next to him, and then something comes into his area, and he can't adjust quick enough to be able to make it work.
Now, in potentially the least surprising news of the day, Corey just shared with me that Breece Hall wants a trade because he feels like he's been really active on social media the last 15 minutes or so, letting people know
Send
him to Kansas City, man. Let him go play with the Chiefs.
Yeah, according to Jordan Schultz, he wants out, and he has made it clear. And he's like, hey, I know you got an hour left of trade deadline. Make it happen. Get me out of here. So he's had a couple of tweets already that have been relatively hilarious. So I've appreciated that from him.
Now, the anticipation, we talked about it. Jerry had said, and I know sometimes he just says things, but he said one was done. We're working on two others. You have an hour and 7 minutes. What do you think are the odds that before y'all hit the break, for the 3 o'clock segment, the Cowboys have made another deal?
I'm going to call it, 1 in 4 right now. I think there's a 25% chance.
Okay.
We got something else.
Golden phone?
Yeah, I've been reaching out to folks. I'm going to say I think they're done.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been a very busy day, but Wolchuk, Chiafalo, what say you?
The name I thought they were going to go after would be Tyree Wilson.
That's
with the Raiders.
I thought too.
I'd rather them just be done. I learned.
In your face, Ted.
Got some good info on
that. Yeah, I learned that, like, coming out of the draft, they were really worried about his foot.
Okay.
Oh, so that was coming out of the draft.
Yeah, coming out of the draft, they were concerned about his foot.
I'm worried about just his overall talent level.
He has not been good.
And he was what? He was a top 10 pick.
I think he was a sixth overall pick.
Oh, so that's been rough. All right, Chiafalo, odds there's another move on the horizon for your Dallas Cowboys.
Put me at 15%.
Okay.
Put me at 15%. I think there's a chance, like, you come over the top and do the Minka deal.
I'd love the Minka deal.
That would be hot.
What does that look like to you? Is that a third, a fourth?
That's a good question.
That'd be a four.
Okay.
Yeah, I think a four, maybe one of your TJ Basses of the world. Dolphins could always use offensive line help.
Well, I had someone throw this one at me, and this was before they made the Quinnen Williams trade, and they said Dallas will receive a 2026 third-round pick in Mika Fitzpatrick. Miami would receive the 2026 second-round pick and a 2026 fifth-round pick. And I threw that at the Cowboys, and the Cowboys said, that's news to us.
Yeah.
So I don't think they're doing anything with
it. And that'd be two.
Now that pick doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah. Well, this was before
I understand. Absolutely. What do you guys, I could probably guess, but what do you got coming up on the program today?
Pure Gold, as always, thanks for asking. We will hear from Shoddy somewhere around 4:45, 5 o'clock.
That should be interesting.
Somewhere in there, the Shoddy presser, Mark Schlereth, is set to join us, but we'll continue our reactions to the new defensive tackle who's on board right out of the gates here in 5 minutes.
And plus, Sauce got traded to the Colts for 2 first-round picks.
Yeah. Been a crazy day.
There you go. G-Bag Nation. They'll have everything. I mean, everything you need to know leading up to and beyond the trade deadline. We'll be back tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105 Through the Fan.
Say one more trade, Kevin.
One more trade for Trayvon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.